Could introduce Cassettes and Chocolate Milk's Britpop podcast number 16. Only End of a Century, a live recording from the second of Blur's gigs in London's Hyde Park, recorded on July 3rd of this year. If you happen to be one of the 100,000 people who saw Blur at Hyde Park, leave me a comment. What did you think of their set list? Did the event meet your expectations? Is this yet another fast reunion? I would love to hear your highlights and reviews, even though they make me wildly wince with heartache and jealousy. Now, speaking of great expectations, this was the great comeback single from the Stone Roses, Love Spreads. It was November 1994 when this single was first heard on Radio 1's Evening Sessions. Overall, the single Love Spreads was deemed to be a success, charting at number 2. However, their immodestly titled album, Second Coming, was nothing more than a critical and commercial disaster. Some attribute the Roses' lack of success to the fact that the band had simply lost their momentum. It had been 5 years since the release of the group's first album, and in that time, the musical environment had changed considerably. Blur and Oasis were dominating the British musical landscape, and critics and listeners alike didn't particularly dig the Roses' long-winded and self-indulgent Zeppelin-style riffs. Perhaps the most concise reason that Second Coming failed was that there was so much expectation placed upon the group, particularly following their perfectly formed debut release in 1989. This version of Love Spreads appeared on the infamous Britpop compilation Help, a charity project for the children of Bosnia. Even though it is a cracking single, I think it marks the beginning of the end of the Stone Roses. Rennie would come to leave the Roses in March 1995, the band would eventually defect upon appearing at Glastonbury, and eventually John Squire would leave the group in April 96. Sure, it was a sad state of affairs, but it's hard not to appreciate the place of the Stone Roses and their tremendous legacy in British pop. We'll be right back. Perfect moments from Elastica's self-titled debut release. That was 2-1. Even though it was never released as a single, 2-1 remains to be a bit of a favourite among Elastica fans. 2-1 may also be slightly familiar to those of you who aren't terribly au fait with Elastica, as an instrumental version of the song appeared in the 1996 film Trainspotting. It may also be familiar to you because the guitars were allegedly ripped off wires being sucked in again, but would you be really surprised to hear such an allegation against Elastica? From the vocal stylings of Justine Frischman and Donna Matthews to that of Sarah Nixie, this is Black Box Recorder with Start As You Mean To Go On. The themes of this song are not as sinister as what you'd expect from Luke Haynes. On this rare occasion, there is no mention of any missing aristocrats, no child murderers or terrorist organisations. However, there is still that wit that is so caustic and cynical that it can only be the work of Luke Haynes.
Get up while we're still young. breath that I stole from just wanting to live. Now I see the vision through your eyes. Your innocence no longer fuels. So
take a left, a sharp left, and another left. Meet me on the corner and we'll start again. From Badly Drawn Boy, that was the perfectly crafted and utterly captivating single Once Around the Block. The promotional clip is just as sweet. I won't spoil it for you, but I do recommend you look it up on YouTube, post-haste. I mentioned the Trainspotting soundtrack only a few moments before, and now I'll mention another seminal Britpop film. It's not Wellard by any means, in fact it's quite the opposite. Shooting Fish is a foppish romantic comedy I acquired at one of Melbourne's many op shops. The plot is a bit insipid, the dialogue is a bit meh, there is one reasonably good-looking guy in it but he's got a really bad haircut, but the soundtrack showcases some great latter-day Britpop such as Space, The Blue Tones and The Wannadies. And to prove I'm not lying, this is Neighbourhood from Space.
They have paid the rent, so there goes the TV with that. knock us down, 'cause they think we're scum. But we will all be waiting when the bulldozers come. In a neighborhood like this, you know it's hard to survive. So you better come prepared, 'cause they won't take us alive. Oh, in man of time, please come and stay a while. In my beautiful neighborhood, my neighborhood, my beautiful neighborhood, my neighborhood, my beautiful neighborhood.
Help but smile when you hear it. That was Wrong Heaven by Eggstone. Now you might be wondering why Eggstone, the so-called godfathers of Swedish pop, are featured in a Cassettes and Chocolate Milk Britpop podcast of all things. Well, to tell you the truth, I had originally planned to make number 16 a Swedish pop podcast, filled to the brim with classics from Ace of Base, Roxette, Gillan Atida and Kent. In my pursuit of Swedish pop, I came across Wrong Heaven. I was so enraptured with it, and I was convinced that I had to play it, and I had to play it alongside Space. Hence, Britpop podcast number 16 went ahead as planned. You see, the Britpop podcasts are perhaps the most difficult podcast to program. Obviously, the parameters of the genre are difficult to define. If I saw Britpop as beginning with Blur's first single, She's So High, in 1990, and ending with the Spice Girls' first single, Wannabe, it would exclude so many varied and wonderful songs that have fallen outside this period of time. The same has to be said with bands that don't necessarily hail from the UK. Can they be said to be Britpop artists? What about the Britpop revival of 2005, huh? What about that? Obviously, this is a rather contentious issue, and I'm wary that whenever I make a Britpop podcast, someone will pipe up with the objection, that isn't Britpop. However, I submit these songs in good faith, and I hope you enjoy listening to these songs. Perhaps you've discovered a few new things, a few nice things, and perhaps a few bands to chase up on Wiki or YouTube or Last.fm, whatever your online drug of choice. So I leave you today with a song that falls within this Britpop grey area. This is a rediscovered gem from the much-loved and much-missed group El Milano. This is the second demo of The Choreographer. Thank you so much for listening, and see you soon.
Tell me, when's this silent stop? You'll have to leave a message, cause I'm already dead. God speaks to me, but he's not in my head.
Watch us out above this blistering noise.
You'll have to leave a message, cause I'm already dead. God speaks to me, and this is what he said. He said, this is how it goes. This is how it's gonna go. Time to be the boy who died tonight. You must never know.
Tell me, where's this silent stuff?
You'll have to leave a message, cause I'm already dead.